All right, another point of reference, then we'll get to Tim, and Biff is with us today. There are tickets available for Nebraska-Wisconsin. Wisconsin, which is playing at Soldier Field this weekend, is that technically a neutral site game, or is that somebody's home game that got moved there?
It's part of the Shamrock series that Notre Dame does. So technically, I think it's a home game for...
Is this one of the games that's supposed to be at Lambeau?
So they had last year was supposed to be at Lambeau. I think that one got moved. So it was like a two-year thing. One at Lambeau, one at Soldier Field.
So next week, Wisconsin is back home, and they play Michigan. The get-in price through the Wisconsin website, it's not secondary, $110 to $150. So it depends on where you're at Camp Randall Stadium. Then they play Iowa, $90 to $120. Nebraska goes in there on the 20th of November. I think a little bit of this has to do with the weather. Tickets are $70 to $90 for when Nebraska plays. But Michigan, $110 to $150. $110 is not bad. $225. Oklahoma warming up the coffers. Will Nebraska do the same thing next year? All right, here is Biff has been holding. Hello, Biff.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I just had a couple ideas here concerning the paid entertainers versus student athletes. I was just kind of curious. I'd been listening to you and discussing, like, ticket prices and things. And with the change from, you know, it went from being just a college athlete and to being a student athlete, now they're paying the athletes.
No.
So does that mean there's a contractual obligation?
No. Hold on here. The university is not paying the student athlete. They have the ability to make money on their own off their name, image, likeness. It's not coming from the coffers of the athletic department.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. But from a standpoint of, okay, there's an awful lot of money that is behind, you know, like the entire economy of, not the entire economy, but like Lincoln has generated a great deal of capital and revenue business-wise from the Nebraska football enterprise, where some cities in the NFL would wish they had that kind of support. What I'm saying is when we're looking at Nebraska football season ticket sales and the sellout crowd thing dwindling, do you see a ratio happening of not as many people traveling to places like East Lansing when they did in the past? You know, it was a lot more attractive to a Nebraskan to go to Hawaii or a tropical place. But East Lansing, unless you're of a certain ilk, I'm not looking to go to East Lansing.
You're only going to East Lansing if you're friends or family. You're a diehard, you have a streak going, or you live in that area, and it's a lot easier for you to get a game to Michigan State than it is come to Lincoln. And there's also, I think, when Nebraska entered the Big Ten, there were a lot of fans, myself included and other people, they wanted to go to stadiums they'd never been to. But East Lansing is not a draw for the people that live inside of the state of Nebraska.
I mean, we ought to be able to cover 2,500 tickets in a heartbeat in East Lansing. I mean,
they already sold those out. But they didn't request any more.
Right. So they want to limit it. I mean, would he be pulling about the same thing they learned maybe, or, you know, through Bill McCartney? Because McCartney treated the Nebraska game much the same way. It was a red letter game on the Buffalo schedule when McCartney got there, man. That's when the culture changed about Nebraska and the attitude toward Nebraska. I mean, people have always been kind of different out there, you know, but I mean, from picking on people or being targeting toward a program, I think Nebraska was Bill McCartney's, and Bill McCartney was the guy who brought the national championships to Colorado. I mean, they didn't have a program before Bill McCartney got there.
No, they also made a lot of money off Nebraska fans, and they made a lot of money off Nebraska fans. And I'll tell you, 2 years ago, they made a ton of money off Nebraska fans, from ticket prices to the alcohol that was consumed by Nebraska fans. So they like Nebraska money in Colorado. They may not like Nebraska, but they like Nebraska money. I think
go ahead. And there's a whole other enterprise now that's common to Colorado that isn't in Nebraska, and it's available in Michigan.
Are you talking about weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, there is that, the traveling people who are looking for those destinations, that can be a factor.
Okay,
in
Biff.
Traveling.
Okay, Biff.
In traveling.
Okay, Biff. Now, hold
traveling.
On, Biff. Hold on, Biff. You really think that people are like, well, you know what? If we go to Michigan, we get to see Nebraska play, and we can get some marijuana.
Or, well, just at least have, like in Vegas. I mean, it used to be you gambled in Vegas. That was why people went to Vegas. Now you can gamble anywhere you want.
Biff, my goal is to go to Vegas and not remember that I was there. Okay? I don't. Whatever I put in my body, I put in my body. I just don't want to remember that I'm there.
Absolutely.
When's the last road game you went to, Biff?
The last road game was 2 years ago. I've been watching TV and enjoying. I mean, 2 years ago, basically.
Where did you go?
Because it was in Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and to go, like I say, there are people that go in Wisconsin, I think. Growing up in Nebraska and having been exposed to the culture and understanding the tailgate parties, people want to go and socialize. And so a lot of what it is in Wisconsin is very similar to Nebraska, but there's just that many more avenues professionally when you have the Bucks, you have the Brewers, you have the Packers, then you have Chicago next door, and they've got an entire, you know, market. So, I mean, it's a different thing, but there are the loyal people.
Yeah,
boy,
but
they're loyal.
There are fewer and fewer people from Nebraska fans going to Wisconsin anymore. They've had a bad experience
absolutely.
On and off the field.
It's become the same thing as Colorado, the same thing. Yeah, no, very common. There's just a certain population of it, though, that likes to take it that way. I think there's a certain greater population that likes it just the way it's always been. They're going for the entertainment. They're going for the good time with their families and so forth. But other people just seem, there's like 1 or 2% that just seem to want to rub the whole group the wrong way. And that's what makes it bad.
All right, Biff, thanks for the call this week.
Take care, Gary. Right. Good luck. Go Big Red.
All right. More sane call, I believe, compared to previous weeks. There is Will. Hello, Will.
Hi, Gary. Let me turn my radio down.
Thank you.
I got a take on ticket prices.
Okay.
How about if you beat Nebraska, your ticket prices go up $10 as visitors, and if you lose Nebraska, they go down $5.
I like that. I like that. I don't know that it's ever going to happen, but I like the idea, Will.
You know, we can get even with Colorado one way or the other.
What's the breaking point for you on a ticket price, whether in Lincoln or anywhere else that you're going to watch your favorite team play?
70 to 80.
Okay.
You know, I think that's fair.
Okay.
But did you see the fan in the Oklahoma game in the background on pregame? He had a sign that said, the last time corn was good was the second time I saw it in my poop.
I didn't see that. How did I miss that, Will? How did you see that?
It was in the background on the left side of the screen. Oh, I'm an old media buff. I'm way back.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were just childish.
Yeah, that too. How do you...
is this going to be a poop corn in the poop joke?
Well, how many...
Wait a minute. Is this a joke?
How many unvaccinated players does it take to screw in?
Oh, geez. Come on, Will. Will, this we had a good start here. I got to drop you on that. What else? We need some confirmation if that was actually a sign. If it was? Yeah. I mean. We've had quite the start to the week on the phones. I can click on my email here, and there'll be responses to callers. Someday, we're going to do this. This is a dream of mine. Like callers take on an identity on this radio station. People recognize their voice, whether it be Art. People recognize names like Biff. People have nicknames. We're going to have maybe just a show, maybe 6A to 6P, with the most well-known callers, and they're all just together. They're not callers. They're just sitting in a room, and they just get to talk. And they can talk to each other, and none of us are there. That's what we're going to do someday. All right. Coming up in the next hour, Parker Gabriel will join us. Bill Connolly and his SP Plus rankings, his metrics, has Michigan State 27, Nebraska 24. So another close game, 27-24. Nebraska covering the spread, but going under the total, which is currently at 51.5. Maybe the issue is we got to have people that screen calls better. maybe that's just the issue here. I don't know. Just a quick take on the situation that is going on. Parker Gabriel in an hour or in the next hour. See what's happened now. Yes, we're going to take a break, Mike. Why all of a sudden are Notre Dame people calling?
I did not request this.
What is going on? Let's just have the mailbag right now. Actually, if you missed my announcement, we will do the mailbag tomorrow. All right, 12:54. We will get back to the phones. Eventually, we're going to discuss some football between Nebraska and Michigan State. And what has happened to the former American Athletic Conference coaches that were hotshot candidates? You will not believe what has happened with that Group of Five conference that had big names in Group of Five, that some were home run hitters when they were promoted to Power Five. I've got a list. We got to figure out what's the issue and if there's anything in common. I'll share that when we come back on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.